Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:31 and 20 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, he, according to many, the Renaissance man. And those two on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the marathon, 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets. And they're taking on the Cavaliers. What a matchup! What is it? And what it will be is the pregame show at 7:15 right here on your fan, New York City. Will injuries force the New York Yankees to use an opener in 2019? We'll get to that momentarily. And the Boston Red Sox have lost a pitcher for 80 games, and we'll get to that too. But we have to lead with this, because how often do we get to say, and you get to hear, the New York Metropolitans are number one? That's right. Major League Baseball. They announced today that the New York Metropolitans have now spent more money in the offseason than any other team on their front office. After the signings yesterday of Al Leiter, John Franco, and Jessica Mendoza, the Metropolitans are now just under the front office luxury tax threshold, so it's unlikely they'll be making any more moves. It's been a busy offseason for the Wilpons, adding a new GM and allowing him to spend with an open checkbook on front office personnel, including advisors and consultants. The Wilpons, they have a history of spending what they need to spend to build the kind of organization that makes their front office the biggest and the most expensive front office in the game. The office of the chairman lists 9 names, the partners and board of directors 12 more names. Officers, you want officers, we have some right here. The Metropolitans have officers like 23 of them, including presidents, all cats. There are 4 senior vice presidents, including 12 vice presidents. And here, with Bandwagonen heading baseball operations, do you find another 23 names, including John Rico, Alan Baird, Terry Collins, Omar Minaya, and now with Leiter and Franco and Mendoza? Imagine for a moment Van Bandwagonen calling a front office meeting in the auditorium he would need to hold it. Imagine for a moment Bandwagonen calling this front office meeting and wanting input from as many as possible. Imagine for just a second how a meeting with all in the front office attending, how that might sound.
I'd like to call to order the Board of Directors meeting.
I certainly hope that there is a collaborative approach. Every good organization that I've worked for has had a culture of collaboration, and that's one that I value.
I'm going to do a roll call.
David Wright is an important part of this organization. I've been in touch with him regularly and hope to even talk to him later this week.
Well, obviously, know, I had a bit of an advantage knowing Cat and Adam Rubin out here. So when I got
Al has a unique energy. For those of you that have met Al in the past, I mean, he brings an energy every day.
Day game against the Yankees, Lance McCullers, having a good year, throws a lot of sliders.
Both those guys are going to do a lot of player development with us.
There's really nothing to prove right now. I mean, the team is unfortunately out of it.
She's going to be able to combine by days where we're in town and she can come see us.
One of the biggest things, and I give a lot of credit for this, is having
I would like to. Can I ask a question, please? Brody, there's a couple of media guys here in the back of the room. Can I get a question in? Can somebody allow me to ask a baseball question? Anyway, I'm leaving the room. What is a concern here is that come August, there might be more in the front office than the stands, God forbid. Again, right now, 29 people making up baseball operations, but bandwagoning. He'll be able to call up some junior executives for the final month of the season. Earlier today, bandwagoning was seen at IKEA, getting some furniture for his new baseball operations people. If you simply go to Google and type in the 2019 New York Metropolitan Front Office Directory, you're going to see about 400 names. Here is a major headline, and really it's a headline every day until things get better with the New York Yankees and with the pitching. And probably you know from now what you might have heard from earlier today. From what Cashman was telling everybody, Hicks is day-to-day, a couple of days away as of today. And with the Yankees, day-to-day can turn into a couple of days away. As opposed to one team we know of that goes day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year to the end of the career. More important is Severino with the hope it's only 2 weeks. And as of right now, the Yankees would go from within. You heard from Cashman telling us on The Fan earlier this afternoon that that would be the plan right now. And, of course, it could always change, and he said as much. But right now, the Yankees would go from within with the Band-Aids they have, Loaisiga, Sessa, exciting, not too many people, but this is code for Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel, not wanted. Here's a fearless forecast. By the trading deadline, with the rotation thin as it is right now with Severino and always with Tanaka and Sabathia, the Yankees will make a move with the San Francisco Giants for the money man. The lights-out postseason left arm that belongs to Madison Bumgarner. In the meantime, count on the offense to carry the pitching. When it's 6-0 in the fifth inning, let's go to the bullpen. 4-1-2-3 strikes, you're out of the old ball game. You want baseball to be a little bit quicker? You want baseball to hustle its way to faster games? If you're the New York Yankees, go to the bullpen in the third inning. And there is a report from late this afternoon that, yes, Cashman, Boone, the New York Yankees will consider, if injuries begin to mount, and nobody hopes for that, but if injuries begin to mount with that starting rotation in 2019, it will be very much considered the opener, a bullpen guy starting the game for the New York Yankees. They hope they don't have to go that way. But right now, in terms of talk and conversation, it's a possible option. But in the meantime, as it is right now, if Severino, of course, misses all of April, and you're always concerned about Tanaka and CC Sabathia, bottom line is, with a thin rotation, go to the bullpen on the early side, and they'll get their outs. With Cashman, he does have to worry about, let's face it, the thin rotation getting thinner. And Boone, of course, his worry is to manage the bullpen so the arms are not falling off by the All-Star break. And here is a headline. The Boston Red Sox, they will not have Steven Wright for 80 games. 80! Robinson Cano suggests Netflix and Amazon Prime as two options for spending the time. Steven Wright testing positive for the PED, so the Red Sox rotation taking the hit today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.